Two decades after the split of Czechoslovakia, the Czech and Slovak football associations have just announced a plan to set up a joint league. If the idea, which has been mooted before, gets the backing of top-flight clubs in both states, a working group will be set up to begin preparation for a move that would reignite old rivalries from the days of the Federal Republic. But what is the thinking behind the plan, and how likely are we to actually see a Czech-Slovak league in the future? Ian Willoughby discussed the proposal with journalist Michal Petrák from the newspaper Deník Sport.
I think the main motivation is producing one competition that would be more prestigious than two small leagues, and that would lead to bigger marketing potential and bigger financial gains.
And what's been the reaction of the football community to this idea? I'm talking about fans or people in the game.
Yesterday, when the idea occurred again, I watched the reaction among fans, and the Czech fans are mostly against the idea, mainly the young ones who don't remember the rivalries between, for example, Trnava and the Czech clubs, or Slovan Bratislava and the Czech clubs. They don't remember the rivalries, and there is no benefit for them in creating the common or united Czech and Slovak league. But I think most of the Slovak fans would support the idea, because I saw on my own that the Slovak league is very weak. So that's the reason why the Slovaks, generally, the clubs, the fans, the players tend to support the idea more than the Czechs.
Practically speaking, what are the challenges of setting up a joint Czech and Slovak league?
Yeah, there are some obstacles. Some very, I think, difficult obstacles. One of them is how many clubs from each of the countries would play in the competition. The other thing is qualification for the European Cups, for the Champions League, and for the Europa League. There are basically two ways how to decide who would qualify. One of them is to take into account only the place in the table, which I think would be a problem for the Slovak teams, because there is every possibility that would come to the situation when the first three clubs would be the Czech ones, or one Czech team and one Slovak team would participate in the qualification into the Champions League, which could lead to the situation that, for example, the sixth place team in the table would go into the qualifying rounds of the Champions League, which would be strange at least. Then there is a relegation. When two Slovak teams or two Czech teams finish at the bottom, who would get relegated?
And looking ahead, do you think in 5 or 10 years there will be a Czech-Slovak soccer league?
I've been quite surprised that all the Slovak teams are pro this idea. And even some of the Czech teams support this idea. So I can't say now that this won't happen. Because, you know, in the end, the decision will be the club's decision.
But isn't it also a question for UEFA, European soccer's governing body? Wouldn't they have to agree?
Well, the chairman of the Czech FA and the chairman of the Slovak FA, they've been in discussions with Michel Platini about it. And they say he's much more supportive towards the idea than the previous board or the previous leaders of the UEFA were.
That was journalist Michal Petrák from the newspaper Deník Sport talking to my colleague Ian Willoughby.